Thank you so much.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Hey, Nick, how you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good, good. You know, it's Wednesday. We like to call hump day, so hopefully your week's going not too bad. You typically work the weekends too, or not so much?
Yes, I work weekends as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get into it. And I was looking at Aliana's notes here that she wrote about the company. So I'm going to get you the most accurate pricing here. Before I do that, though, I always like to just to double check just to make sure we're all on the same page. So do you have any questions or any concerns about what we can offer you today, or?
No, I guess I'm just wondering if it's like a monthly or like a one-time, price.
Got it. Okay. So you have a good understanding of how like the marketing of Google works. You just need to know whether it's like monthly. Okay. Got it. Yeah. All right. That's easy. Yeah. Any questions that you feel like you may want to ask, just go ahead and just speak up and let me know and make sure I get those addressed here for you. So, do you think, though, I just want to double check to make sure that we are going to be a good fit. So she has it written here that you guys are a franchise, but you run your own marketing, right? So like, for instance, you're able to sign up on behalf of your franchise if everything like looks good, right? Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure, because, you know, when it comes to franchises, if you run it, great. If you don't, you have to like ask for permission, then that's typically, they're probably doing their own thing at that point. So are they doing any marketing for you at all? Is it 100% up to you, or
yeah,
are they doing some stuff?
It's like 50-50. Like 50-50. They run some local service ads.
Okay.
For me, in addition to just like a general brand marketing.
Okay. And the website I see here, the Morris Inspections, do they run that too, or did you do that on your own?
No, yeah, they were the ones who created the website for me.
They created the website, good. Okay. So, yeah, it looks like they're probably doing the local stuff, and looks like they're also covering your website too. Okay, so then, yeah, this is definitely good. So I'm just taking a look and see what package is going to be best. Looks like you guys already have a Google Business profile set up already.
Yes.
4 reviews, 5-star reviews. Perfect. So we don't have to set one up for you. So let me take a look here. All right. And let's see about the marketing. So I'm just going to take a look and see what they're currently doing, because I don't want to do something that they're probably already doing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So let's see here. I mean, so I guess while I'm looking at that, it looks like you guys are new, right? So you've only been doing this for about a year now?
Yes, correct.
Nice. Okay, well, what made you jump into, you know, doing this on your own and being a business owner?
I guess I have a little kid, and okay. I don't know, just didn't want to be an employee anymore.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's definitely one way to look at it, you know, having kids and then, yeah. You don't want to be an employee anymore and kind of work your own hours and build your own business and brand. Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. So yeah, I have it all here. So basically the way that it works is this. There's a position that's available right now on the first page of Google, and that's what we want to put your business on. And once we work with you, we will not work with any of your other competitors either. So once we're connected with you, you know, we don't hire anybody within like a 50-mile radius that does what you do. And I'm sure you could probably see the value in being placed, you know, on the first page in the search engine, like above your competitors, right?
Sure, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we obviously just want to make sure that you keep there. So what we do is that we just ask for a 2-month verbal agreement. There's no contract at all, and you can cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either. The way that it works is all a flat rate. So I don't know if you've ever used like a pay by lead service. Looks like there was a Home Advisors account that was set up for you guys. Have you guys ever used like, is that what you're currently using right now, or?
Yeah, I kind of, keep it on in the background, I guess.
Sure.
I don't keep the leads on all day per se, but I kind of just like keep an eye on them.
No, yeah. You definitely don't want to keep them on all day because we hear some horror stories about that, and you know they start getting leads. And what happens is that the difference between what we're doing today and what you probably were doing before is like HomeAdvisors and Angie's, they use Google, so they rank themselves on the first page of Google and they collect those leads. Once they get those leads, they then resell them to you and like four or five other business owners that are in your area. Downside about that is that you're buying a recycled lead at that point, right? You kind of got to hope for the best. And the client that's calling you, they're typically going to go with the person that has like the cheapest prices. So sometimes you don't even win those battles either. And if you keep that on, you know, you just get that bill at the end of the month. You're like, I didn't really get any service or any work done, you know, out of the leads that I spent. So like what this does is that this cuts the middleman out, puts you directly on Google. And then it just makes sure that when you're receiving those phone calls, it's the client that's already done their research. So that's why this is a flat rate, because you can receive as many calls as you want. Normally in your area to cover, like, it looks like you're doing like a 15-mile radius. You're looking at like $4.99 a month in order to cover about a 15-mile radius. But because you're new in business and we want to make sure that we help you out credit-wise, so that Aliana asked me to apply some credits here for you, so we're able to bring that down to $249 a month. So for $249 month-to-month, what we do is that we will include you on five of the most important directories. So we'll put you on Google, we'll put you on Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. We'll do all of your content creation for you, and we'll make sure that your business is going to be popping up on, you know, desktop, laptop, iPhone, Androids, tablets, I mean, you name it. So if somebody types in a keyword for what you guys do specifically, so like if I'm on your website and I go to services, so you guys do what, home inspections, pool and spa inspections, chimney inspections, sewer line inspections, right? These are all your jobs that you do?
Right, yes.
Okay. All right, so like if somebody were to type in home inspector near me, what we're going to do is that we're going to rank you guys already on the first page, and you can choose up to 15 different keywords. So right now you guys have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have only 6 that's on the website. So like we can do all different types of variations of it. So make sure that no matter what people are typing, we're going to make sure that your business is popping up as well. Does that make sense to you so far?
Yes.
Okay. Now, because you already have a website and because you guys already did the work for creating the business profile for Google, normally there's a $99 setup fee. I'm going to go ahead and waive that for you just because the setup fee is included with us having to create the business profile for you and get it all set up. Because you guys already did that, as long as you have access to it, right? Or do you have to get permission off of that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So because you already have access to it, that means that we could just take it over. So I'm not going to charge you any type of setup fee or anything like that. So it'd just be the $249 out the door. And I also see that you guys have a business Facebook page. Do you also have access to this too, or do they manage this one for you?
No, I have access to that.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you're keeping up pretty recent here. Looks like November 13th, November 4th. It's actually my brother's birthday. October 24th. Yeah. Okay. So yes. Yeah. So you guys are staying busy here on the Facebook page. The benefit about this program too is, we can actually help you with your Facebook page. So what's included in the $249 is that we will manage your Facebook. We'll optimize it for you to make sure that everything matches exactly what your Google business profile looks like. And then we'll also do paid advertisements. We could do up to 50 miles. But if you guys are comfortable with the 15, then we can keep it at 15, no problem. If you guys ever want to stretch your legs and get a little bit more work, we can bump it all the way up to 50 miles if you wanted to. But it's the same thing the way that Google works. You know, if somebody's looking for some type of home inspector or spa inspector or, you know, sewer line inspector or whatever, you know, if they're on Google searching, let's say that they come back to it later. Once they hop back on their Facebook, they're going to see your advertisements popping up on their phone because it's something that they were interested in at one point. So we'll also do paid advertisements on there as well. Does that make sense too?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Perfect. So the cool thing about it is that, you know, because this is no contract and it's month to month, what we do is that because it's going to be on Google, you can check all the analytics, right? So that means that you'll be able to see exactly what we're doing on a month-to-month basis. So you'll be able to see, you know, how many people are calling you, how many people are visiting your profile, how many keywords are ranking on the first page, and how many people are like reaching out to you directly from Google. So you'll be able to have a really good understanding as to what's happening with your business as far as the marketing goes, because if you're investing, you know, the $249 a month, you want to at least make sure that we're doing what we're doing. And at any point you feel like we're not, you know, that gives you the ability to either choose another company or completely cancel us. What most people do is that they'll have us for like 6 months, and then you have the option to actually pause your listing. So like if you pause it, that means that we won't, you know, run your listings anymore. We won't charge you, but we don't delete anything either. So we keep everything up the way that it is. We don't charge you any monthly services anymore. And then once you're ready, let's say things are slowing down again, you know, they replay the listing and then boom, you're back at it again. So because this is going to be month to month, you know, no contract on your side, I'm sure that this is at least something you want to give a shot, Nick. You know, that way we could at least prove it to you, right?
Yeah, I'd be interested. I would need some time to think it over, though.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you want to think about it. You know, obviously shows that it's going to be important to you, right? Because if it wasn't, then, you know, not really much that you want to think about. So, let me see.
Could you remind me the name of the business again?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll actually send you, our company is Local Splash, it's localsplash.com. Like it's local, okay. And splash, like a splash of water. I can send you a text message real quick that has some information. Bear with me one moment here. All right. And the phone I'm on right now, you said that is a cell phone, right?
Correct.
All right, let me send you this so that way you can take a look at our site too. All right, just sent the text message. Let me know as soon as you got it.
Yes, I did get it.
You get it? Okay, so do me a favor. Go ahead and if you want to put me on speakerphone, I just want to show you something. So like whenever you're choosing a company that says that they're going to do your marketing, you know, at the end of the day, anybody can tell you that they could do marketing, right? So whether it be, you know, a family member or, you know, somebody down the street or multi-billion-dollar company, you don't need a degree in order to do any of this stuff. But if you do choose a company and they say that they partner with Google, you want to at least be able to prove that. So you want to at least make sure that you are talking to somebody that is a legitimate Google Premier partner. So I sent you a text message that takes you directly to our website. So you can – did you open it up yet?
Yes.
Okay. So really the most important part about it is if you – not really the website in itself. I mean, you could read through that, obviously. I mean, we've been around for 18 years. We have over 10,000 people that are currently with us right now. But if you scroll down, it says our process, and below our process, you have our Google Ads partner. So there should be like a Google button that's there. Do you see that?
Yes.
All right. So before you click on anything, right now you're on our website. But as soon as you click on the Google badge, it's going to take you away from our website, take you directly to google.com, and then you'll be able to see that, you know, it's basically our badge of authenticity. You can see that our company, Local Splash, has met all the requirements to become a legitimate Google partner. So if you want to click on that now.
Gotcha, yes.
Okay, and you can see that it's under Google, and you can see our company, and you can see that, you know, obviously this is legitimate, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then do me a favor, just go back one screen. Once you're done reading that, you can go back to where you were before. And if you scroll down, you see where it says SEO packages.
Yes, Pro and Platinum.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yep. So the way that it works is we understand that nobody really likes a cold call, right? You guys don't really know too much about our company. If somebody were to call in and want our services, these are typically the prices that we're going for. Whenever we call somebody that's not expecting it, and there's a position that's open, you know, we're going to be pretty motivated to close a position the same day. So what we do is that once the position opens up, we get a list. We start at the top and we just work our way down, right? We give businesses a pretty good discount in order to fill that position. So like, for instance, for you, we keep all the services that we're able to do for you that's on that list. But if you look where it says $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee, that's typically what you'd be spending for the services that we would offer. However, because you kind of have everything already set up, I was able to waive that setup fee for you. And then when it comes to the monthly price, you know, you're saving a pretty good amount of money. I mean, in your area, it's probably like $4.99 a month, and then brought it down to $2.49. And we're doing that because we're pretty motivated to fill that position. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yes. No, it definitely does. I'm definitely interested. I just, I don't know. I think you can understand as a business owner, you know, I don't make any decisions just on the spot. And, you know, I let some things just settle. And I also, you know, talk things over with my wife. You know, she helps me run the back end side of the business. I do a lot of the inspections, and she does a lot of the back end stuff. So,
sure.
You know, just that. I would probably need like 24 hours to talk about it with my wife and then, you know, look at our marketing budget, look at our finances for the upcoming year and whatnot. And then, and then I can get back to you. I do understand that, like, it's a, you know, time sensitive, like you said. So I could get back to you within 24 hours.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I can send you my information. If you want to get back to me within 24 hours, you know, it's really up to the position. So the worst we can say is no.
Yes.
You know, if you guys end up wanting to pull the trigger and a position's closed, we obviously just tell you. You know what I mean? But, that'd be no problem. Now, I know that obviously this is a decision you want to make and you do want to think about it, but let me ask you. So, like, as far as gaining and receiving more customers, is that something that you guys are still looking to do? Like, are you still looking to either grow or get more customers? Okay. And you said that you do see the value in having Google and being listed on the first page of Google as far as to help you out bringing you those customers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, so I will mention, you know, and say, like, when, you know, for example, like when I've used Home Advisor, for a reason why I've turned off, you know, some of the leads is I have a very like specific, kind of niche field where, you know, my clients are usually buyers who just open escrow or, people thinking about listing their house on the market. But with Home Advisor, I was getting a bunch of, you know, random, hey, you know, my floor looks, you know, kind of weird. Can you come take a look at it? Or like, oh, hey, can you just come, you know, I want to know, like, is my roof leaking or, you know, just something like specific. But I do a general home inspection. So like that means from my roof to foundation, I give a floor report, roof electricals, you know, plumbing, HVAC. Mm-hmm. Everything in between. But, you know, like I said, it's like a specific. And so sometimes, like, with Home Advisor, people would be like, you know, they need a literal, you know, inspection of something specific,
right.
You know, like a specific drain line or, you know, whatever, like I said, a floor or, you know, I don't know, just something along those lines. So it was kind of, I found that it wasn't always, you know, tailored towards, you know, bringing me in customers that I can actually profit off of. So I guess that would be like one of my concerns. But more, you know, I do understand too, like, I think it would be a little different, just because people using Home Advisor are just that, like, you know, looking for, you know, they probably already have an issue wrong versus like someone who's just like looking for
that's exactly what I was going to say. So the reason that you're frustrated with that company, not saying they do anything wrong, it's just you were expecting something that they are not able to do, right? So they're the middleman. Their job is not to tailor make and fit a specific person to you. Their job is to grab a lead off of Google, and if it's pretty close, they're going to sell you that lead, right? And that's the way that they make, that's the way that they make money. And that's why I kind of, emphasized in the beginning of the conversation that this is not that. And Google is probably the most powerful tool that's out right now. So, like, I'll give you an example. You know, if I type in red cars, you know, Google is going to show me a list of all red cars, right? If I do 2021 Subaru red with black sunroof, it's going to show me all of those specific searches, right? And I'm saying that because when it comes to your business, the way that Google works is that we work off of keywords specifically. So like you would let us know what specific work that you need done in your area. And the only way that a business, like your business is going to pop up on Google is if the people are typing in whatever that is specifically, right? Now, once you start gaining ranks and you get more, you know, notoriety on Google and the internet, then you're going to just be naturally ranking higher and other keywords as well. But what we do, and the reason that you would hire somebody like us is because you get up to 15 different keywords. And, you know, so I guess like you said that you have people that are, you know, literally want them to inspect like the floor. Like how do you typically get your customers now? Like the ones that you, that are specifically looking for something that you actually can do.
Yeah. I go out to, I market to realtors.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
That's really where my market's at. I'd say 5% of my sales are just directly from buyers, but 95% are referrals from agents.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense. So you would then have to just let us know what exactly the type of business that you guys want, so we can help you market towards those businesses. So you're not getting those random calls. Cause if you're using Home Advisors or Angie's, that's for like plumbers or electricians, you know,
right,
that can do
exactly.
All electricity in the house. So if they
exactly.
need a basement, you know what I mean? So like, that's not
yes.
really meant for you guys,
yes.
right? So like what is
right.
meant for you guys is, you know, having a website, which you guys already do. We can help you market the website as well, because we'll have it listed in all the mm-hmm. specific search terms. So it's going to help your rankings for your website to bring you more business too. The same thing with Facebook, you know, it's going to be specific, you know, it's not general. So we're going to at least be able to target those people, you know, indefinitely. Now, because, you know, you obviously know that we can target those people. What else do you feel would be another concern? Because it might be actually something that we are able to do.
I guess that's mostly it. It's just I don't know. I guess controlling. I don't know. Just making sure that I get an opportunity to get more business, you know, that's all.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you're a business owner and you're at the end of the day, you know, your job is to not only do the work, but to continue to bring the business in. And you really don't want to sign up for something that's not going to work. I mean, you think about it yourself. Like, I'm sure you've probably used Google for the exact reasons that we want to help you with, right? So like, have you ever Googled like restaurant near me if you want to take you and your wife out to a restaurant you've never seen before? You know, you type in restaurant near
right.
me, you find it. You know what I mean? You find whichever one it works. If you're not on there, if there's a restaurant that's on there that you guys want to go to and you don't see them, you're never going to know that they exist, right? So like
mm-hmm.
that's where the power of Google comes from. And, you know, just to be completely honest with you, when it comes to, you know, like let me take a look and see how many people are searching for what you guys do specifically. So like, what would be something that you would like want a client from? Like how would you search it?
You can like general home inspection.
Okay. I did that one already. So for a general home inspection, I'll give you some numbers. So, for general home inspections in your area within a 15 mile radius, you know, there was 1,124. So 1,100 searches in the last 30 days just in your backyard alone. Now, we're not saying mm-hmm. that you're going to receive 1,100 phone calls, right? Because there's
right.
other people that are on here. There's Delphine home inspections, Equity building
mm-hmm.
inspection, AAA inspections. Like, I don't know if you've heard of these people before.
Yes, a couple of them.
Okay. So, like, these are the people that you are going to be up there with and competing with, right? So, like, that's what they're doing currently. They're getting that they already have themselves on Google. They're already ranking. These are the top three spots that you have on right now. So like, you know, we would put you on there in front of the 1,100 searches. So the 1,100 people that are doing it in the last 30 days, their job is to say, okay, well, who do I want to go with? And then they take a look at, see who's on that first page, and then they make their decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even if you got a handful of business every month, do you feel like that would be worth the $249 investment?
Yes. I mean, you know, like, my going rates for inspections are, you know, more generally more than 250 in inspections. So, like, theoretically, yeah. I would, you know, I just need one inspection a
just
month
one.
To pay for, you know, the service at least. Yeah, I need one inspection a month to pay for the service.
All right. Well, why don't we do this then? You know, because there's no contract, right? And because we give you mm-hmm. the analytics so you can see exactly where these things are coming from. So we're not just like, oh yeah, you got a sale last month. That was from us. No, we're going to show you like, hey, look, this literally came from Google. You know, we can give you the analytics. If we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because the first month is the setup stage. Second month is like the ball is rolling. We already
right.
get your Facebook advertisements up and running within the first 7 to 14 days. So, like, we do typically get you a couple of customers within the first month. It just becomes more the second month. But why don't you just at least give us a shot, right? $249. Let us do the service for the first 30 days just to see how it is. We're going to do a service for you. We're going to get your ranking on the first page. We're going to, you know, already have your Facebook advertisers out there. So if at any point that you feel like, hey, you know, Joey told me it was going to be A, B, and C, it's not really what I'm getting right now. Well, we already did a full service for you anyway to rank your company higher for those specific searches. You know, I'm not telling you to cancel, but like if you wanted
mm-hmm.
to, like you have that ability to do so, right? And then that way that gives us the opportunity to prove it to you. You know, we've been around for 18 years. We only ask for 1% of your trust, and then we will 100% earn the other 99. And what I want to say as well is that you also get me in the equation too. I don't know if that's a good or a bad
mm-hmm.
thing. I just know that sometimes as a business owner, you can let me know if I'm wrong, but you know, you sign up for things and the person that you talk to and kind of build that connection with, you know, they're gone. That's it. You can't get in contact with them. You can't call them or email them. They don't get back to you. Like I've been doing this
yeah,
for 10 years myself.
No, I definitely, My wife, you know, my wife also does, you know, B2B sales. So I definitely, you know, understand and appreciate,
exactly.
A good rep because,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, she does a good job. And so yeah, no,
okay.
I definitely get it. And I also, I get what, you know, what you're trying to do too as well. So, I totally get it. But, you know, like I said, I do just probably, you know, I could get back to you by the end of the day. But I do just need to talk things over with my wife. And I'm not one to just like, pull the trigger on the phone, unfortunately.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. You know, hopefully you didn't get that vibe. You know, my job is not to, you know, force you to do anything. You obviously,
I hope you can understand too that, you know,
sure.
I just need to talk things over with my wife and, you know, we have a young family and, you know, like I said, she helps me run, you know, the financial part of the business and a lot of the back end
right.
stuff. So even though,
okay.
You know, I'm the face of our franchise and I'm the one who goes out and does all the,
yeah.
the marketing and stuff, you know, I just, you know, just that, but she's my partner and, you know, we make all, any type of financial decisions. We talk about
Good.
It together.
Okay. All right. Hey, that's,
but,
that's
you know,
no,
I,
that's
I
no
can
problem.
Get back to you by, you know, yeah, I can get back to you by the end of the working day though.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me take a look at my schedule. Let me see, like I said, it's all off of availability. So if you want to call us later on today, that's perfectly fine too. Let me take a look and see. All right. And okay. What's the latest that you'd be able to give us a call?
The latest I can give you a call, I can like 7 p.m. or like 5, I whatever like works for you guys.
7 o'clock your time, because you're in Cali, right?
Yeah.
We close at 4.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, 4 o'clock California time.
4 o'clock California. Yeah, because we're in California too. We're in Fountain
okay.
Valley.
So, oh, awesome. Oh, perfect. Yeah, of course. Cool.
Right down the street. Yep. Okay. Cool. Now, would it be easier if she's probably working, just from what you just mentioned? Is she available?
Yeah.
Do you want to put her on three way, or because I know you said that she does B2B?
She's got her morning team meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. All right. So, you want to schedule a call back for 3:30 today?
Yes. Yeah, that would work.
Okay, so let's do 3:30 our time. I'll put you in there. I'll send you a text message as well. And I'll shoot you my email address as well. So the only thing that we ask is because let me see. So because this is first come, first serve, just let us know. So like, this is going to be 100% up to you. I know you want to obviously talk to your wife about it. You know, sometimes I have an option to like not call out in that area to kind of save, because we can't hold the position. So like somebody gets it and fills
it.
It's just, you know, it just pops up on our system saying it's filled. But like, you know, there's, you know, we service 49 other states. So like I can kind of like skirt around it a little bit. So at any point, mm-hmm. if you feel like this is not going to work, just shoot me an email. But if we do schedule a call back up later on today, let's say 3:30, you know, is that call is to do what exactly? Is it to communicate with me, you, and your wife at the same time so we can kind of go over this together? Or like what would the call back?
It's probably, sure. The call back would probably just be me and you. To set up, you know, at that point, you know, yeah, I could, I'm probably going to talk to my wife or, you know, go over around lunchtime, with her. And so, you know, by that time, if we decide together that's a no-go, then I'll shoot you an email so you can, you know, so you guys just know,
got it.
And you can take me off the list or whatever. So I get what you're saying.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure, because yeah, I'll shoot you my email now. I got my phone number with my extension. I'm about to send that to you now. Okay. Just sent it to you. Just let me know as soon as you got it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. So yeah, so we are good to go. I got you. So that'd be 3:30 today, your time, right? Are you
good
with that?
Yes. Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I got it here. 3:30 PM my time. I'll set a reminder and then I'll give you guys a call. Worst case scenario, if you want to call me earlier, you have my information, or if you want to shoot me an email, just give me a heads up, whether it's a yes or no. So just shoot me an email and say, hey, I spoke to my wife. We're all good for 3:30. And then we'll be all set. If not, then shoot me an email that says, hey, talk to my wife, not going to make sense. Then that way, you know, we could just keep the ball rolling. So I'd appreciate that, Nick.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll get back to you, you know, before 3:30.
Okay. I appreciate that. All right. You have any other questions, concerns for me?
No, not at the moment. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no problem at all. And obviously, thanks for listening in, and I'll speak to you soon, Nick. Take care.
Yes, definitely, yeah. Talk to you later. Bye.